Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Holy Shitegeist. Courtesy of Chris Mackling. Holy shit, man.
Chris. Language.
Language, please. I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
It is Monday afternoon. We can come clean. It's Monday afternoon, you guys. It's
having a bit of a Monday.
Oh, boy.
Still one of my favorite lines in Office Space.
When they hell no, man.
Diedrich Bader. Until you got the case of the Mondays.
No.
Hell no, man.
Hell no, man.
I believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
So good. All right. Well, let's fight through our case of the Mondays and tell the people what's trending. We got a story. We got a Pinocchio to award to ourselves, because we well, got this one wrong, folks.
I guess that's what happens when you... I mean, look, there was an investigation and you go off of what's there. Here's the deal. Last week, we talked about Aminata Diallo and her teammate, Kira Hamwari, who they both play together on the Paris Saint-Germain women's team, and how there was an incident where Hamwari was pulled out of the car when Diallo was driving her back from a team dinner, and Hamwari was got her to like legs and hands just beat with like metal rods and stuff, and Diallo walked away unscathed. And then she started the next day. Police brought her in for questioning. Well, it looks like things have very rapidly shifted away from Aminata Diallo, because they were like, wait, hold on. Let's talk to some other people on this team. And now the prime suspect seems to be Kira Hamwari's ex from when she used to play on the Barcelona team, like over the last couple of years. And apparently in the buildup to this attack, this guy was calling players on the team, including like Diallo and some other players, and saying stuff like, yo, she like ruined my life and now I'm going to get revenge on her. So open and shut case maybe here. But yeah, that was,
I don't know. We got to see where this one goes.
Got to see where it goes. Wait, yeah. The boyfriend sounds said like I vowed exact revenge on my ex to the
team. And
teammates.
It's always the boyfriend when in doubt. It's always the boyfriend or the husband. And Yeah, but we still want to be like, cat fight, right? Am I right?
I mean, we love a Tonya Harding narrative rather than a violent man. But yeah.
Anyways, apologies to the wrongly accused.
And hey, man, if we can get some tickets, that'd be great too. Now that we're cool. You know, I would love to check y'all out. You know,
yeah. Let us know.
I'm more of an Arsenal guy, truth be told, but you know, I respect the game, and I definitely want to check y'all out.
Damn, that was a strong pitch for us to get those tickets.
Strong pitch. We go all in on saying, "Oh yeah, man, I don't know, this person might have clubbed him." New Tonya Harding say, "Can I get tickets? I'm not a fan of your team."
That does remind me though of like how people respond when you like call them out for talking shit about you. You're like, "Oh man, sorry, I didn't realize that. Like, I'm a huge fan. Can I get tickets?" Alex Jones. Speaking of huge fan, you know, I don't think it's a secret that we take a lot of our inspiration from the great man himself, Alex Jones. Now he's a piece of shit who has ruined a lot of people's lives, and you know, what one of the kind of most egregious and inexcusable examples is when he, you know, started spreading theories that the children who were killed at Sandy Hook were like part of a false flag operation put together by the Obama administration because they couldn't take advantage of other mass shootings and decided to stage another one for some reason, risk
to take your guns,
everything. And so he claimed that all these families who were going through the worst tragedy imaginable were crisis actors. They were harassed, just had their worlds turned upside down while they were already like dealing with the worst thing that can happen.
Someone saying, "I don't believe you that your children were slain."
Yeah.
Really?
Well, so they sued Alex Jones. And the judge, you know, after Alex Jones did a bunch of Trumpian fucking around.
Dude, yeah, like not like next levels of like, "I'm not giving you shit. You want to see financial web analysts? No."
Yeah, just wouldn't give them anything, wouldn't cooperate in any way. And the judge has ruled a default in the case, which is the most severe sanction that the judge could have issued. You know, ruling in favor of the Sandy Hook families and sending the case directly to a jury to award damages, no trial. No, there was a lot of people, you know, getting ready to cover a big civil trial. And she's like, why the fuck would we do that? This dude's not even, all he's doing is lying and not cooperating.
Right. They're like, "No, sorry. He lost again by default," which is like, you can't even speak at this point. It's such an L that they're like, "Man, we're just gonna let this jury decide. See what kind of mood they're in."
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how much. Hopefully, he never has another dollar for the rest of his life and lives very uncomfortably.
Watch. He's gonna be selling some dinosaur dick pills pretty quickly on his website and shit. And he'll probably come out with a crypto. You know?
Yeah, you're right. We will all probably benefit from this dinosaur dick pills. Sounds awesome.
DDPs.
DDPs, been looking for those DDPs. Somebody could,
DDPs.
A financial analyst could pitch me on DDPs and I'd be like, mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. I don't, just pretend like I know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Are you, you're diversifying, right, Jack? You think about your kids? Are you getting into DDPs at all?
I'm heavy in DDPs, man. I got at least like 10%.
Wow. DDP. Okay. So so you really believe in it?
Oh yeah, man. I'm down with DDPs. You know me.
Yeah. Well, here's the sad thing, man. The FDA didn't approve it because it turns out it's not real dinosaur dick in the pills. So you may want to cut your losses, man.
What? I knew what they were all along.
Are you fucking serious?
Are you kidding me? It was a sure thing.
You're like, okay, hold on. What have I been taking all these years?
Oh my God, it's not dinosaur dick. I'm so grossed out.
Throw out the pills. They're bad.
Kyle Rittenhouse's trial went to closing arguments, featuring a very dramatic photo of the assistant district attorney holding the assault rifle that he was walking around with to presumably prove a point that he was not a innocent victim, an innocent bystander, but a armed person with no right to be there, terrifying everybody.
I'm like, so again, you know, and it's been a while since I've feared for the outcome of a trial where such an egregious crime has been committed and fully documented with multiple angles, and we're still out here wondering, like, well, what are the rights of the little boy with the gun if he's white?
Right.
And also just looking at, like, every day there was like some clip of the judge just making an absolute fool of himself and couldn't be appear more biased, but we shall
see.
The
last thing he did in the trial was to basically say that one of the charges was dismissed, because another technicality that it's like the mainstream media was like, at first they were like, this is the easiest one to get him on. It was a weapons charge. And like, he was 17 walking around with a weapon. You need to be 18. And the judge is like, it's actually that law. Like, it's a hunting law. And like, he would need to be 16 for that to be a problem. So we're going to throw that out. Again, the mainstream media is just like, oh yeah, right, you got it. Right, my bad. We forgot about that. It's just like another one of these fucking things where it's just how it just seems like they're coming up with fucking excuse after excuse to let this motherfucker walk.
I don't know. I mean, I'll just when I was like, I think I can look at social media again, I'm like, don't. I can't even just the racist mental gymnastics that are occurring. All that to say, I don't know. America may rear its ugly head once again.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to talk about Beto.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Beto O'Rourke is back in the headlines because he's running for governor this time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he ran for last? No, he ran for Senate last
time. Ran for Senate. Ran for coolest bro with a kick. They could do a kickflip in a Whataburger parking lot. I mean, the guy has it all. I don't know. We'll see. This has been a long speculated candidacy. Will that, you know, what of McConaughey? Because please don't tell me I learned how to spell McConaughey for nothing. I want to type that name out a few more times.
Oh, yeah. How was it? It was Mac, then Cough?
McCon August Hay.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. Just,
even if I say they're like, huh? That's how you get to think about it.
There's a lot of news. There's, you know, Beto intrigue. There's Pete Buttigieg and Kamala intrigue. And like, who's the better candidate if Biden doesn't run again in 2024? And I am having the hardest time being interested enough to not give a shit about these people.
Yeah, I mean,
to be honest, after what we've seen from,
none of those people are gonna do well.
No. Yeah, even if they did, like, what the fuck are they gonna do if they win the presidency?
Well, they'll say stuff that they do,
right,
and then be like, "Oh man,
dang
Amy Comey Bermit just gummed up the gears. Can't do nothing, folks. I guess you'll just have to eat rocks."
Yeah. Well, another Democrat who's getting fucking pwned, Bernie Sanders. Elon Musk went on Twitter. He decided to have a little fun with this loser. So Bernie Sanders tweeted, "We must demand that the extremely wealthy pay their fair share, period." Really out of left field and not the same thing he tweets fucking every day. Musk replied the next day with, "I keep forgetting that you're still alive. Want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. Bernie is a taker, not a maker."
What the fuck are you? Just shut up, Ruby boy.
Okay, how much do you think is fair? Does 53% seem reasonable?
Uh-huh.
Sanders was like, "Oh, I don't respond to fucking trolls on Twitter." Like, he just didn't say anything.
Someone was like, "Yo, I don't know if you know this, Bernie doesn't, he's not very active. Once he tweets, the tweet comes out and that's about it. It cooks."
And then Musk asked, "How do we know he hasn't been kidnapped by aliens?" Which I just, on the grounds of this guy being the fucking worst, like just having a bad personality, this is almost too much for me to even take.
Yeah. Well, he's just a fucking, you know, He's the crypto fuckboy god.
They love him.
The hair plug, Tony Stark, you know what I mean? That's like his vibe. At this point, it's just funny to read, like, some people I saw in, like, that thread of replies are like, "You know, like, Elon, I used to think you were cool, but, like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I thought you would, like, do better than this."
Oh, and you thought, like, he was
fucking
progressive.
Billionaire.
Yeah.
Tony Stonk, that's a good name. Thank you. Hair Tony plug Stonk, Tony Stonk,
hell yeah. From
producer Brian. His plugs look good, though, you know?
I didn't even know he had plugs. Exactly.
Out. Exactly. Got him. Boom.
Got him.
go to Dr. Miami.
Because you think this hair is just natural that I wake up looking like this, but it actually takes a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surprised, I know, I can tell.
In general, I feel like things have to become more normal when assholes like this talk and you just go, you're a rich kid who just right. has just made more money off of your rich kid money. Like, you don't impress me. There's nothing impressive about you. Because you look at so many of these billionaires and I feel like there's like always this thing missing. People like they debate all these other things, but it's like, let's get back to the basics here. This guy isn't some fucking wizard with a calculator who figured out how the fuck he's doing. He already started off with a massive advantage. And please remember that before we start deifying these people.
He's not a wizard. He's Iron Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? Huh?
He's not a wizard. He's Iron Man.
He's a what? Okay, well, you know what? You're fired, man.
He's my Iron Man.
he's my man.
But like the personality that he is putting out there that people are getting behind is like the villain from an 80s high school movie. Like, yeah. I keep forgetting that you're still alive, loser. Like,
right.
What the fuck is that, bro? Wow.
Hey, why don't you go knit some mittens, dweeb?
Want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. I'm so fucking rich.
Also, it's like, but you know what? You have Shook Boy energy, Elon, always. That's the thing about you that you don't get, is you're always look a shooketh to the third power.
And finally, Jake Gyllenhaal. I had just seen enough people tweet about this that I felt like I needed to. This is what I would want from our show if I were a listener.
This is what I would want.
To be like I don't want to look into it. Why the fuck is everybody tweeting about Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift? And it's not really, like, based on my very limited research, a song that was like a B-side that didn't make the Red album that she re-recorded and re-released, people think it's about him. They were like, oh, shit. Jake Gyllenhaal just got owned. He's a fucking loser. So that was at the end of last week. Monday morning, she drops a music video and people are like, oh, yeah.
Got him.
Miles Teller, that's clearly supposed to be Gyllenhaal.
Soulja Boy Teller.
It's wild. You know, far be it for me to, like, you know, insult anybody who is a fan of Taylor Swift. It does seem like, were this anybody else re-releasing an album that you already released with slightly different versions of the music. And then the message of the video seems to be like, yeah, right, you don't love your wife, you love me. And like, it's this like weird thing where during the wedding, he's fantasizing about her. Which I guess is like also what Alanis Morissette implied. Which I guess that's a,
you ought to know,
that's a okay look. It just, it
are you
feels,
coming back around now on Taylor?
Yeah, all right, fine. Anyways, but people all like, right, just the vision. I don't people were like, I can't believe like Jake Gyllenhaal seemed undisturbed. He was seen like out at a restaurant on like Friday night. Like they right. thought he was just going to be like hiding away because people thought this song was about him.
I mean, look, you understand why she's re-recording the albums, though, right?
Right, to own the things.
Okay,
right?
Because at first you're like, I don't know, just recording new albums that barely sound different. And I was like, wait, what's his belief here of like,
I'm Team Scooter. I'm Team Scooter.
Oh, got it. Yeah, good side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this is like another thing. It's like Avengers in the MCU where it's like, this universe is too big and I can't even begin to wrap my head around her entire catalog and the mythos around Taylor Swift. Like, aside from just watching like portions of documentaries, that I go, yep, that's happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I bet I can add up the change in your purse very fast.
Sorry, Taylor Swift fans, for doubting you for even a moment.
Come on the show.
Yes, for God's sake.
You know what I mean?
Like, why hasn't she? What's her deal? Like, what do you think, she's scared?
I think her deal
we're gonna
is
be
she's,
nice.
She's just unfathomably famous, and we literally have no way to access any form of communication that would even remotely get her attention.
That sounds like an excuse. All right. Yes. All right, Rittenhouse
sounds like
judge.
You're free to debate us.
Come on here and debate me.
Oh, yeah, about what? Fuck.
Shit. She asked me what?
She asked me what, dude, a follow-up, my worst enemy.
Sarah, come here.
babe, all right, she just texted me. She just tweeted back, about what? What do I say?
Oh, my God.
She's like, Jack, this is a fan account you're interacting with.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I look stupid. Anyway.
Anyways, fuck Jake Gyllenhaal, loser.
Been against that asshole the whole time.
From
and
day
up
one.
With anti-vax Miles Teller.
Yes. That is what, yeah. It's directed by Blake Lively, co-starring Miles Teller. So, you know, there
and
probably
hey,
wasn't.
And again,
they were
folks,
all immunized. Let's just say they were all immunized.
Thanks again for stopping by this podcast, the number one update source for all things Taylor.
Thank you. And we're out. That's going to do it for us this Monday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.